Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Like a glass of milk that has sat out a little too long. It's the Audience One Show on Conroe's 106.1 and 104.5 FM, streaming on IRLoneStar.com and available wherever you tend to get your podcasts from. On today's show, we discuss the anxiety of a phone call, when squirrels decide they need more protein, and an odd way to lose your job. I am Andrew, maestro of the run sheet, next to the guy who is convinced he is going to turn into a troll. It's Dick. I enjoy being hungover because it confuses my brain.
Yeah.
Schisler.
I mean, I just don't like getting hard news, bad news. So I'm like,
I don't know. Cancer, is it an extra Michelob? I don't know.
I don't really know. Well, it is a great week. We're almost to the first month of the year.
Almost, yeah. In fact, it's halfway through it. Yeah. It's flying by, man. And just flying by.
Yeah.
We're coming up on 2 years as well, man, next month.
That's exciting,
dude. It really is. I'm so excited. And wouldn't you know, your Christmas gift finally has arrived.
I'm excited.
I know. I think we probably should save it for after the 55-minute mark.
Oh,
if
wonderful.
I had to guess.
Yes.
Just to be safe. May not be appropriate for all audiences. I'm just going to say that. I don't know. I'll let you be the judge of that.
That's fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it actually came in right after our last show. I was like, dang it. Got to wait a whole week. So anyways.
Did I tell you this weekend what happened already?
No. Last weekend? What happened, buddy?
Guess who?
This show airs on Fridays, 10 a.m.
Yeah,
so.
Guess who returned?
Oh, no. The rat in your car. Harold. Is that what we called him?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
so,
kidding me.
No.
That little bastard.
So I.
Is back.
Well, this is a funny story, and this is. I'm gonna throw some knowledge at people that I've learned.
Okay. Knowledge
through,
throwing with Dick.
Through this whole ordeal. So I have a
Sling
new truck.
Sling some knowledge my way, bro.
I have a new truck, and it started. The engine started pumping, and then like the steering wheel started shaking, and I'm like, that's weird. And then I was like, sometimes maybe it was just a little thing. I got to restart the car, and next thing I know, check engine light comes on, and I'm like, well, good thing it's covered. I could take it in. So I take it in, and I'm sitting here, and I get a text from them. They text you now, which is great.
They do.
And then he shows me a picture of the engine, and there's a nest. And I was like, why didn't I even think of opening the hood?
Unbelievable,
right? Well,
man.
This is like, and I knew exactly what it was. I was like, immediately when I saw it, I was like, oh, I can fix this. Well, anyway, I was like, oh, it's, you know, they'll take care of it because warranty and all that stuff. Well, little did I know, because I'm very new at this kind of stuff, infestation or rodents damage is not covered by any type of warranty.
But it happened between the two bumpers, and I thought it was bumper to bumper.
Yes. Well,
oh, man.
So I'm sitting there, and this is what's great. They're like, hey, we don't really know what's wrong with it because of this nest, and we need $400 to clean it.
No, you're like, if that's all you're going to do, I'll clean it.
Well, no, because at first I was like, oh, it's $400 for the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, I understand. Rodent damage, like, you don't know, and I'm okay with paying $400 to, like, fix it and get out of there. They're like, no, that's just to clean the engine. We don't even know what's wrong with it. We know the check engine, we got that, but we don't know what the extensive of the damage. And I'm sitting there going, like, $400? I mean, I got on the phone, I was like, $400 just to blow off the leaves? Like, it's really not that big of a deal.
It's also the rat droppings, I'm sure.
No, there weren't any rat droppings. I think it's a squirrel this time. And so I went and picked it up, brought it over to my friend's house. We cleaned it up, chewed on the coil wires.
Of course.
Fixed the wires, boom. Check engine lights off, everything's fine.
Look at you.
And then I did some research, though. This is the knowledge. It's the biggest thing.
All right.
Depending on your home insurance
or
your car insurance, rodent damage to your car is covered.
Ah, so it could be a liner in your coverage. This is a tip. So you need a pro tip, or you need to make sure that rodent coverage is in your car and or home insurance.
What's the C word for insurance? It's like comprehensive.
Oh, yes.
You got to have comprehensive coverage.
There's lots of C words. I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, I learned that because it was going to cost me, I think, like $1,500 because the way dealerships fix things, they don't do soldering wires. They just like, oh, we'll replace the whole harness, you know, and that can be a whole mess if you replace all the electronic harnesses in a car. But yeah, I learned that. I was like, because I went online, I was like, this cannot be, this has to be a common problem.
So did you check your insurance policy?
Yeah, I have it.
Look at you.
Because
so Harold, come on back, baby.
No, I've
been covered.
I've gone.
What are you going to do to prevent this?
Genocide.
Again, I thought that's what you tried last time, and he hung his head out for all the other ones
I did.
to see and said, "Don't come around."
They're
here.
Back, so they're we're gonna have. I've been doing a little bit of plays. I got traps. I got poison everywhere. And
I don't think you attract them with poison. You attract them with cheese.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Snap!
Well, I left poison everywhere, and it's been eaten. So
okay. I think last time your problem was it was old poison, so it was killing him really slowly. It was past the expiration date. The best if used by date had already passed.
But I knew you'd love that.
Wow.
Because I was sitting there going like,
yes,
God.
I am oddly amused at your...
What pisses me off the most about this,
yes.
Where I park, there's four other cars that park there.
And it's just yours?
It's just mine. And the only thing I can think of is I'm the only one that comes late. Into the household.
Warm.
So like 10 p.m. on average coming
That's
in.
That's it.
And then I'm like, okay. And then, but yeah, it's been an entertaining and eventful deal. $400 to blow off some leaves. Watch out when you take it to the dealership.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I traveled earlier this week for work, just local, went up to the Metroplex. And so I've got some travel observations. In the hotel room, I was flipping around looking for the football game on Monday night through the channel guide. And I'm flipping through the channels, you know, because it's a new place. I don't know where all the channels are located. And I saw the Learning Channel. And I was like, oh, man, that's still on?
TLC.
Yeah, and I seem to remember the Learning Channel actually used to have like educational programs, but somewhere around the time they rebranded from the Learning Channel to like TLC, it like just became nothing but like little people and a guy who wants to eat his couch cushions, you know?
Yeah.
It's like crazy off the wall shows.
Is that the show Hoarders?
Yeah, Hoarders and all kinds of stuff. So of course I had to click on it and watch just a few minutes, and yeah, it was some off the wall weird show, but yet somehow we can still get away with calling it the Learning Channel. Anyways,
I
thought that was a
funny. I
want
to go to their website, see what their 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, there you go. I think it may have been something along those lines.
Cuz usually on the front page there's like this is our big shows.
As I was traveling, I did see another baby on board sticker. And you know what my stance on this. I'm always confused as to what the what message they're trying to send with this. You know, it's like, what do you want me to do with this information? But this one was actually a little bit more helpful. Dick, it said baby on board, and then it said keep distance. And I thought, okay, at least you're telling me what to do with this information. Because you have decided to procreate and move your child around vehicularly, you want me to keep distance. Okay, I got it. Not going to adhere to this. I'm not going to adhere to your demands, but at least I know what you want me to do with that information. Keep distance. Like, you're not hauling fish. What is this?
I mean, the baby might stink.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What do these people think they are?
I'm going to pull this up for us.
All right, we're back to TLC.
Well,
all right.
I'm confused because I was like, this isn't the right
Doesn't
website.
Take much. Mm-hmm.
So they have life and relationships, weddings, parenting, shopping, style, self-care, and then it's like their shows. So has TLC always been like a people magazine?
I don't think so. I seem to remember it being a little more educational. Now it's just just trash TV, man. It's like the guy who weighs like 500 pounds and has to be... Like, they have to open the roof to his house and pull it out with a crane, you know?
Yeah.
They're like more than 500 pounds. We're like 1,000 pounds.
You know, we have to, I think today's the day that, we're obviously we record the show. Today's
what?
The day TikTok,
we're not live?
TikTok goes away. Is that today?
It's this weekend, I think. It's very soon. And I, for one, say, good riddance, TikTok.
Well, it got me
Scourge
thinking.
Scourge on society.
It got me thinking of like.
I know you're going to be disappointed.
The content I'm going to miss. And recently I found a video.
Uh-huh.
You know how people show off their families and stuff?
Sure.
You know, it's like, we've been together for 29 years. And it's like, all of a sudden the grandparents come in. We've been together for 59. And then
yeah,
it's
people
like,
looking for clicks. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. So I saw one recently was this son and father. They're sitting there, clean looking men. They're like. Nothing like a father and son partnership. And you're like, I wonder where this is going. and they both and we both marry twin sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So there's twin women come in and they make out with the boys, and yeah, I'm like, do. Wait, so they're sisters, and the one sister marries the dad, and the other sister marries his son.
Oh, that is weird. This is the content you're going to miss, man.
I'm going to miss.
You're going to be really, really sad.
I looked at it like three times. I go, I'm so confused right now. Like, why am I getting this? And what kind of table conversations do you have with this?
Yeah, RIP to, it looks like anyways, unless there's some sort of 11th hour agreement, TikTok is going to go a bye-bye in the United States.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I never jumped on that TikTok trend, man. And to me, honestly,
it's all the same.
It's all the same crap you get through Instagram and Reels now. I think at first TikTok was very, very different from the way they curated information in their algorithm. But I think the rest of these sites have kind of caught up. And I think we're going to be okay, guys. I think we're going
to
be
I can't go to TikTok right now.
It's already blocked? Yeah. Okay. I knew it was coming up. Don't try it, dude. Don't try it. The government's going to start tracking you.
Yeah, it is not going.
Well, speaking of that, the inauguration is coming up. I believe it is on Monday. We're going to have a new old president again. And it did get me thinking about something, though, with like big speeches, inauguration speeches, and State of the Union. Do you think a president has ever sneezed right in the middle of a big speech?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever recalled any sort of public figure like that right in the middle of a big speech. But wouldn't it be great if they did?
Oh,
it's hay fever, dog.
Yeah, COVID 2.0. I wanted to find. I wanted to show you the dad and son thing, but
dude, you're really on this.
I'm just telling you, it's a bizarre video, and I was like, I'm gonna miss TikTok. You gotta miss it.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing, also in my hotel room, I think I told this story about having to use the keypad, or not keypad, but the key card to activate the lights. This one wasn't quite the same, but when I walked in, none of the switches worked, but I didn't see a place to place or a thing to place my card in. But it did say on the wall, for your convenience, light switches are activated at the main breaker. What the hell? For my convenience? No, what? You know what's convenient? To just work when I flip the switch on. And of course, could I find the main breaker? Uh-uh. No. So I get put my flashlight on. I'm looking around.
Where was it?
I have no idea. I have no idea where the main breaker is.
So you stayed in a hotel room with no lights?
Well, the lights as you got into the room, it was one of those things where it had the kitchen area right as you walk in, and then the beds are in the back. Those lights worked, but right there in the entryway, you know where you need it when you're getting into the door, did not work.
Interesting. I like it.
It was a real pain in the butt, dude.
Yeah.
A real pain in the butt.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, buddy. Are you ready to kick off the show, man? I think
I
am.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think that was – I had Harold come back.
We got NFL playoffs coming up.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, you know,
I do have a question.
I got to thinking about the NFL playoffs. So, do you want to do your question?
You can talk about the playoffs. I like it.
I think that fair weather fans may actually have this correct, because the term fair weather fan is usually used in a negative or derogatory sort of way, indicating that, like, bro, you only like this team because they're good now. I was here when they were trash. And then I got to thinking about it, though. They're kind of the idiots for sticking around when the team sucks. I kind of think this fair weather fan thing is kind of great.
I agree.
Why would I waste my time if the team sucks? I could still be a fan, but call me when you're good. So, you know what? If someone calls me a fair weather fan next time, I'm going to be like, yep, that's right. Thank you for noticing.
Well, I mean,
bandwagon up, everyone.
I would tell
what I'm saying.
None of your business.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I was there. You don't know what I'm watching in my living room.
I was born during their game. You know, like, you can say whatever you want. You know, there is a conspiracy theory I have. Because it was interesting. I've been
Chiefs fan my whole life, man. Anyways, sorry.
Oh, the Texans played the LA Dodgers or LA Chargers, right? They're called the Los Angeles Chargers.
Sure.
Is that right? Am I wrong? I mean,
they played a game last week. Yes.
Well, they're from LA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they played on Saturday, right? And on Monday
at noon, like they always do.
Yeah. On Monday, the Rams played a game.
Yes.
And I watched both games.
That's the one I watched in my hotel room. Mm-hmm.
So it was weird to me how much difference there was of talking about the fires in L.A. Because the Chargers game, they had like a moment of silence, you know, we're thinking about thank you to the first responders, the end.
Right.
And then on the Rams game, it was everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's over the top because it was in Arizona, I believe.
I know. So, and I was sitting there going, like, what? Aren't they both from L.A.?
They moved the game from L.A. to Arizona.
But I know, but like, but I was like, both teams are from L.A. So why aren't we having this star talk about being strong, sing a song, and then have all these like little...
This is my fight song.
Yeah. Well, no, it got, I was sitting there going, like, why are they talking about this so much on this game but not the other game?
Uh-huh.
And I realized my conspiracy theory went into it. It's because... for the bookies.
Mm.
Because they kept reminding, like, it gave them an excuse to remind people, we're in Arizona.
There's a neutral field.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we could have done about it. This is unnatural. Because I bet all the bookies had so many bets being placed before they moved the game.
Absolutely, and it's going to change the line from a home game to a neutral site, 100%,
yeah. So that's
man.
The only thing I could think of. Hmm. And, like, the NFL's trying to cover their butts. And
maybe
it's like,
so.
Hey, don't, you can't sue us. Because we moved a game, the mob can't come after us because there's a fire.
You might be onto something.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Because they kept saying it and saying it, and I'm like, we get it. Like, even if you went on your app, like on ESPN app, it said it above the score, moved to Arizona due to fire.
Yeah, like, why does that even matter? It doesn't matter, especially if you're just listening to it or watching
yeah,
on a tiny phone.
But like on everything you were looking at, it even
just
said
so you
it,
know, this isn't a home game.
Yeah, and I was like, who cares?
Place your bets accordingly.
I know. I was like, who cares? Like, I don't get it.
Well, you care if you got something on the over.
Well, no,
right?
That's what made me think of it. I was like, they're trying to cover their butts. I bet there's some weird legal thing where
I got to cover the spread here.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I wanted to ask you this. We kind of talked about it off the air, but the audience, the onesies,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's so funny to me because I rarely go to weddings. And it's probably because I have no friends, but
because you're not invited, right? Go ahead.
No, I mean I go, but I had this weird scenario happen where I'm going to my first destination wedding. And in my mind, I go, hey, I can kind of wear, like, I'm not in the wedding. I don't have a date. Like, I can kind of just show up and just wear, like, jeans or wear whatever.
Au contraire.
And because it's going to be 90 degrees. So I was like, oh, I can just wear a nice shirt with shorts.
Yeah, you're going to be closer to the equator than
yeah.
we are here currently.
And it's going to, I was like, I'm going to be comfortable because I'm not, no one can judge me.
You're
like,
closer to God.
I don't know. I'm not involved. I can embarrass myself. Who cares?
Right. Audience of one show.
Yeah. I don't care. But then, you know, my friends and I, all of us were talking in a group, and they're like, no, you need to wear, like, at least attempt to look good. And I go, okay. So So I go, and I haven't worn a suit since my wedding. Mm. So you can imagine how long ago that was. But somewhere between the wedding day and today, I've threw all my pants out. I have jackets. I have, like, you know, nice custom jackets.
Honey, where's my pants?
And I have no pants, like, anywhere. It is the most bizarre thing I've...
Sans pantalones, are you?
Yes. And I go, like, because I know I'm a weird guy, but I'm like, how drunk do I get where I, like, get rid of my pants? Like, all my pants.
I'm wondering if this has something to do with a fluctuation in weight.
No. Because I've been the same waistline since high school.
I don't know, man. I've got a picture of you and me, and you look a lot bigger.
Well, I've lost a lot of weight, too.
That's what I'm saying.
But... those pants were made 5+ years ago. I gained weight after I got married because you
that's true. Yeah,
the depression and
all that stuff. Gotcha.
But anyway,
still married
it's
in
just,
that picture. But go ahead.
It's so funny to me in my mind. I'm like, at one point, because I had at least 5 to 6 pair of nice fitted tailored like slacks.
Okay.
And I'm like, somewhere
they're
gone.
You know what? They're on a homeless people. Well, they're on a homeless person down on Fraser right
I don't
now.
Know.
You know that, right? You're gonna be driving in to the studio tomorrow and be like, I think those are my pants on that dude.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't surprise me. And I'm just like, I was just dumbfounded. I go, what do I do with my life sometimes? Like, I have these really cool jackets, but
I'm glad you're having these reflective moments, man. Yeah. I know you just made an admission here on the air that you're a weird guy. That's good.
Yeah,
step
we already
one.
Know. We already know that, though.
And then, well, I mean, but you're admitting
when
it.
When you're going to show me this Christmas gift, people are going to get an idea of how weird I am. But
I don't know. It could be an indicator of me on this one. I'm just going to say.
But yeah, it's funny. So now I have to budget out going shopping, and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've literally been wearing the same clothes since high school.
Yeah, just make it rain up in Target, dude. You'll be all right.
Nah,
all right, let's go ahead.
I don't go to Target.
That's right, Walmart. Let's go ahead and kick off this show, buddy. Phone calls make Gen Z anxious, and a new college course aims to help them conquer their fears. Yeah, you heard that right. Phone calls. Dick, were you ever afraid, or have you ever been afraid, to talk on the phone? This is an odd New discovery.
I mean, I don't know about fear, but I definitely don't answer the phone.
Yeah, I hardly, if it doesn't say a name that I'm aware of, I do not answer it. It says, what's the number one thing Gen Zs are whining about? Well, that's a tough call. That's pretty poorly written. It says, when persnickety teens and 20-somethings aren't busy.
Persnickety teens.
Yes, what is, maybe I shouldn't even read this. Basically, what happened is Gen Z are extremely nervous to talk on the phone. And it says, phone anxiety is something we come across regularly. Liz Baxter, a career advisor at Nottingham College, explained to the BBC, adding that youngsters, quote, simply don't have the confidence to use the telephone.
I believe it.
But it's really strange because, and this is something obviously we've manufactured over the last couple of years, because when we were teens, or at least my age, you did nothing but talk on the phone.
Yeah. Well, that's also when, like, landlines were the thing. And there's only one way to talk to somebody. That was the only way. Unless you wanted to mail
something.
Right,
exactly. So I'm saying that this is just a byproduct of the text and virtual society that we live in. And hearing someone's voice is,
I like it.
It says the UK institution is offering coaching sessions on phone confidence.
I like it.
And etiquette to support Zoomers in overcoming their fear, known as telephone phobia. I think we could have come up with a better one than that. I don't know. It says emotional symptoms of terror include delaying or avoiding making calls due to heightened distress, feeling extremely nervous prior to, during, and after a call, and obsessing over what will be said amid the discussion. It's called growing up, people.
Yeah.
This is, hey, these are the people who are going to be wiping
time blindness and now phobia.
Yeah,
I like
phone
it.
Phobia. These are the people who are going to be wiping our butts when we're elderly and they can't even conjure up the confidence to talk on the phone, Dick. I'm a little scared.
Yeah. You know one thing I wish, and I don't know if this is something that exists.
Uh-huh.
I imagine it does somewhere, is I would love to call you, but go directly to your voicemail.
Now, calls from you might make me a little anxious.
So, like, if my mom calls me, I'm like, who's dead? You know, like, why are you calling me?
What did you say? You're going to call me and what now?
Well, it's like, if I wanted to call you.
Yes, if you wanted to call me, all right.
I would prefer to leave a voicemail. Like, okay, instantly. Like,
then
skip.
Just text.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wish there was a way to, like, when you're dialing the number, you can do, like, pound nine and just
Can't you just record a voice message and send it to me as a text?
Yeah, but it disappears. I want you, like, when I die, you can be like, oh, here's Richard's last message. Oh,
just listen to it over and over again.
But it is like, Andrew, you see this AI thing I made? We got
look at this sweet ass sex robot, bro.
Yeah, dude, and there's squirrels and Harold's in it. It's great. It's like a fever dream.
It's so funny. We actually have a story about squirrels coming up.
I know. That's when I read that, I go, did I tell him the story already?
No,
like,
no.
But
a new survey asked young Americans about their thoughts on dream targeted advertising. Wasn't aware that dream targeted advertising was a thing, but more than half, 54% of the age group 18 to 35 have at some stage had a dream they believed was influenced by an advertisement or included an ad-like content.
I believe it. I mean, how many people fall asleep with the TV on?
I'm sure I've done that. In fact, I probably did that the other day, but I don't know that I've had an advertisement.
Well, most people don't even remember their dreams, though. So it's kind of like the odds.
True.
I think it's believable if you're leaving your radio on or like you're listening to a podcast and it gets interrupted. Like, oh, AG1.
What kind of ads though are going to be infiltrating your dreams? It says that in the past year,
61% Cialis dreams. That would be
Cialis. Say they've had
those
dreams.
Would be the or the pooping box one. That would be great if that
Cologuard, the little guy.
Yeah, he comes
the
in.
Little poop box comes
he's
in.
He's like, hey, buddy. And I'm like, well, you ready to get filled up?
Busting through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. Say they've had dreams that include ad-like content, and for nearly 2 in 5 of them, 38%, it happens between once a month to every day. Now, for me, I have to admit, ads in like web pages, like on the side banner of a web page, are very enticing for me. And the ones I think
sex robot ones?
Yeah, no, not so much those. I can sniff those out. But the ones that are enticing for
me. Is that what you got me?
Are the ones that.
Did you get me in that little box? Is there a sex robot?
You'll just have to wait.
Oh my God.
The ones that get me, though, are the ones that will be like, you'll never believe what this person looks like now. And it's like, yeah, I kind of want to see what Honey Boo Boo looks like, you know? And I want to click on it so bad. But I don't. I resist because I know it's just going to like put some sort of, I don't know, spammer tracker on my
machine. It's already happened.
Yeah. Well, anyways, commercials in dreams. Watch out for them. People look for them because they are infiltrating us everywhere we know. Look, I don't know if you saw from CNN.com.
Yeah, they're banning a lot of things.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has banned the use of red dye number 3 in food, beverages, and ingested drugs more than 30 years after scientists discovered links to cancer in animals, the agency announced Wednesday. Dick, how is this going to affect you? I know you are all about the red dye number 3.
I guess.
30 years, though. We've known that this is potentially a bad substance for 30 years. We just, more research is
needed. Vegan meats.
But I will say this, though. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't know why we think it's that important to have all these different colors in our foods and things. Like, if we were just used to our enchiladas being purple, we probably wouldn't care. But we're so used to it now that if something shows up and it's a different color, it mentally affects, like, the taste. Have you ever done this? Have you ever taken, like, a Capri Sun and squeezed it into a jar and you're expecting it to be, like, red or purple or something?
No, it's clear. It's almost clear. It's like a faint piss.
Yeah, faint piss color.
Yeah.
And the reason is because the packaging is not see-through. They don't have to put color in it, but it tastes just the same.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny that this is like an avalanche kind of thing. I smell it because it's like, oh, red dye number 3.
You can smell an avalanche?
Well, it's like, hey, this causes cancer. And you're like, you realize we call like everything else by colors, right? Like we have yellow dye number 11. We got yellow dye number 7.
Yeah.
And so now we're going to create this whole thing where it's like, hey, this might actually cause cancer too. This might cause cancer. This one doesn't though. This has the good yellow dye. Okay.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about? Sure. So what I would do if I was in charge of the pharmaceutical, like whoever the people make this stuff, we just change the name and they'll forget. Call it something really long with like 7 syllables.
I don't think it works that way. No. The generic red dye number 3.
Yeah.
But although I will say in medicine, it's probably a good thing to have different colors because you don't want to mix up your meds, right? You don't want to mix up like your sleeping pills with your boner pills because, you know.
Why not both?
Yeah, exactly. You'll be really kind of.
Well, I would want to do that.
You'll be very sleepy up top, very awake down below. Yeah. You know, you don't want to do that.
Talk about dreams, right?
Yeah. Very targeted.
But no, again, it's one of those things where I don't know the world, but it's like, oh, we make this product, but we have to call it Red Number 3. Why don't we just change the name?
Because that's not the point, Dick. The point is it causes cancer, and I, for one, say get rid of all the dyes, damn it.
Oh, I mean, depends on what you buy. Like, you buy Pop-Tarts.
Oh, they're covered in all kinds of chemicals. It says a synthetic color additive made from petroleum and chemically known as... Oh my God. Erythrosine, red dye number 3, is used to give, as I said, foods and beverages their bright cherry red color, which is another thing that if you've ever seen maraschino cherries, they're actually not that bright fake red color. They're like a dark brown, but nobody wants that.
Well, actually,
my bright red cherry, bro. I don't care if it gives me cancer.
No, if you go to a fancy...
Maybe give that to Harold.
If you go to a fancy place, they'll have the brown ones.
But those are probably pitted.
I don't know.
Those are not maraschinos. Those are just cherries.
I asked, well, I just see brown cherries. I'm like, this is legit. So I go to fancy places now.
I was going
to
say.
As you can tell by the way I look today.
Moving on, traditionally known for stuffing their cheeks with nuts, squirrels can be carnivorous.
Yeah.
Just what you need to know. Though, what? What do you mean, duh? You've run into a carnivorous squirrel?
They'll eat, like, anything.
No, I don't think so, dude. They usually just eat nuts and berries. That's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah, but there's not nuts and berries around.
So they've moved on?
Yeah.
Dude.
Beavers do it?
Excuse me?
Beavers?
Okay.
They do it? They're pretty dangerous.
Well, this says recorded instances of rodents hunting and killing other live vertebrates are rare, with few species known to have done so. So you know something that I don't know. But it says, however, scientists have now found unprecedented evidence of another type of squirrel exhibiting carnivorous behaviors.
What do you think is going to happen in California?
Including hunting, killing, and eating voles. Are you aware of what a vole is?
Isn't it like a different type of squirrel?
Yeah, it's like a little, looks like a little mouse kind of looking thing. It's like, oh, bowing
maybe
up to
that,
him now.
Maybe that's what's in my car.
A vole.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it's going to be dead.
Well, if you've known about this carnivorous man-eating or meat-eating squirrels, you've been withholding this information this entire time.
I want to say I read it because what it reminds me is the fires.
Right. Where are they going to eat?
Yeah, because that's where like the whole ecosystem changes
sure.
for short term
yeah.
until it comes back. And there's some wild stories of like, you got to think everyone's trying to survive. Like even
right. Hookers got to get real jobs
well, even
now.
Like,
weird.
No, like they were talking about dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're... dog that's in the house now it's lost, it's gonna be tearing some stuff up.
Okay.
Because they you're not there to feed it, it's crappy food, so it's like I'm gonna go eat the squirrel or a vole.
You know? You say so. I know what you're saying. You're saying that these
Car Enthusiasts of Conroe, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and irlonestar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
All right, welcome back to Audience of One, second half, the better half. Hell yeah, because I do the intro. We're here every Friday.
Is it really
at
the
10 a.m.?
The better half.
And, well, I tell everybody, you can always send in your funny articles that you find at audienceofoneshow@gmail.com or look us up on social media. We're here. We drop a show every Friday at 10 a.m. on podcasts, Facebook, YouTube. Just look up Audience of One Show. And you'll find us on Lone Star Community Radio. That is our hosted network. And we're also a nonprofit radio television station here in Conroe. So if you want to donate, irlonestar.com/a.
Coming up on 2 years, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited. We celebrated the 100th episode last episode.
It's almost like there's 52 episodes in a year.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would make sense that we're coming up on 2 years. We just did our 100th. You know, I got to thinking about that 9-year-old last week. They got the tattoo, or wanted to get the tattoo of Donald Trump on her neck.
Yeah.
And her parents talked her out of it and convinced her to get just a flag on her arm. But it also got me thinking, like, what if the parents implemented that smoke the whole pack, like, technique that you do when you catch your teenagers smoking and to teach them a lesson?
That's
they're like,
smart.
Here, you're going to smoke the whole pack, so you're never going to want to smoke again. So, like, this chick's like, I want to get a tattoo. And they're like, okay. And give her like a whole sleeve.
Well, I mean,
all the way down her arm. She's like, I want to stop. No, no.
Well, I mean, because it's strange because, you know, there's probably tribes.
You wanted this tattoo.
Old school stuff. And, well, I'm talking about like it's part of their culture to get tattoos. So I see no problem with
sure.
it.
Sure.
And I did want to tell you, I went to bowling the other day. And by chance, there were the high school teams battling it out.
Scouting out the girls you're going to be dating in a few years.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
The groundwork. The groundwork. And then one of my friends that I work with, he's in high school.
Uh-huh.
I would consider him a friend, I guess. But I wanted to see him bowl because he said, like, yeah, we're bowling against his team. So I'm sitting there watching him. He's kicking butt. And then I see another player with a sleeve tattoo.
A high school kid.
High school kid. Full sleeve.
Are you sure?
And so I was, like, watching. And then when the game ended, I talked to Brent. And I was like, hey, man, does that guy really have a tattoo, that kid? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's wild, you know, and it was a legit tattoo.
I didn't think that was allowed, but I guess it's like Arizona.
I don't know.
If same in Texas, if it's allowed through parental consent, I guess you can get a whole sleeve.
I don't know.
That is kind of strange.
Because at first I thought it was one of those shirts you get.
Yeah, like the compression sleeve.
Yeah.
It's real tight. Yeah. Are you sure that's not what it was?
I mean, I'm like 99%.
There's some wiggle room in there.
Well, because there were parents there, and I want to go like go up to the kid like, hey, kid, let me see your arm. That'd be really weird. But yeah, well, nothing wrong with getting
that
a little tattoo.
Strange.
I would never, I don't think, I would never let my kids get tattooed.
No, me neither. Hey, Dick, do you update
except one of these.
Okay, yeah, what are you showing? Okay, well, we did open his gift in the break, and wouldn't you know that it is a, for those of you who are just listening, it is a Dick laser that is full of not just one, but five different phallus-shaped lasers where Dick will be able to play pranks on all of his friends. Merry Christmas. Yes, one laser, 5 Ds.
It works.
Oh, yeah, it works all right. I made sure that it was all charged up and ready to go.
I already know what I'm going to do with that. And it's,
you're welcome.
It's almost like the bat signal.
It is. That's exactly what I was thinking of. It's
almost like
it's
the bat signal.
The bat signal in the sky. You can shine that. Like,
you know me so well.
Here comes Dick.
You know me so well.
Dick, do you update your cell phone, your cell phone immediately? Or like when it's time for an iOS update?
No. Never do.
Yeah, I think mine is set to automatic, I think.
I look at it and I go, I think I'm a good guy. I think I'm good.
Yeah, and like, you know it's time to update when something just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think the worst thing is when you wake up in the morning and it says like the cursive, hello, welcome to iPhone. You're like, oh no, my day is going to be completely screwed.
Yeah. No, it's just like updating Windows. Like it can be very inconvenient.
There's so many of them, man. It's all the time. And I'm like, I don't need any new functionality, man. But I get it if it's like a security update. Like that makes sense. But, you know, I don't need an update every... It seems like every few weeks, man. I think we're on like iOS 150,000 now.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, they have to.
People are breaking into phones and stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Look, you can rearrange the icons on your home screen with this version, bro. Although these newer ones, I think they do have some more, what is it?
You know what this reminds me of?
AI functionality, yes. What does it remind you of?
There's a trailer that came out recently, and I'm going to look it up real quick what it's called. But it has Jack Quaid, Dennis Quaid's son. You ever seen him before?
I don't know that I have. Okay. I know Dennis Quaid. Not personally, of course.
Here, I'm going to pull it up for you. So this is Jack Quaid.
Hi, Jack.
And he's in this movie called Companion, right? And it is a robot companion. And the story of it is he jailbreaks the companion, and then it starts like murdering people. But it got me thinking, because, you know, we always love talking about sex robots and just how wild
my
that is.
My favorite story.
But why would you want a jailbreak?
Yeah.
Robot?
It seems like the entire point of having a robot is...
If people don't know what jailbreaking is, like, if the term first came with actually the iPhone and people jailbroke it, meaning they hacked it where it could run old apps or run certain apps in a different way that people, you know, the phone won't usually... Because, you know, phones do that now. It's like, oh, hey... I have this old app that it hasn't been updated in 2 years, and they're like, oh, sorry, you can never use that ever again.
Yeah, well, guess what?
And
I'm going to jailbreak it.
But yeah, you can jailbreak it, and then I think you can even jailbreak older phones to use newer updates.
So let me get this straight. So let's say his robot comes in, and she's got a nice 34 Bs. If he jailbreaks it,
I don't know.
Can he give her bigger, jugs or
but
something?
But I remember reading that's part
like, what's
that,
the point
that
of jailbreaking?
Was on the synopsis where it's like they go on a weekend getaway with friends, and he jailbreaks... the doll or the robot or something.
Yeah,
and
at
I'm
a certain
like,
point, it's no longer a doll. It is a robot. A humanoid
robot. And I think the robot doesn't know it's a robot. I don't really know. But it got me thinking. I was like, I wonder what like options you could install on a sex robot so you get the jailbreak it. Like, she doesn't talk dirty enough to me. I gotta do
that's
this.
What I'm saying, man.
That's great.
Unless he was trying to create a murder. I don't know.
Yeah, it's called Companion. You should check out the trailer if you're into that kind of stuff.
I'm into it. All right. Another thing on my phone that annoys me is the, have you ever like picked up your phone while it's charging and expecting it to be almost fully charged and it says optimize charging in process.
Can you turn that off?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if I can, I'm going to do it because to me it's like optimized charging means charge it as fast as possible. That's optimal. But no, I guess it's this slower way of charging your phone so that it doesn't take as much electricity and harm all the baby seals,
I
guess.
Which is weird.
It is weird. Like I said, don't call it optimized charging.
You can turn it off.
Call it slow AF charging.
Well, because what's funny to me about this logic is somewhere in the developing area of Apple, like, I got this great thing. We're going to save the environment. It's like, oh, how? It's like, we're going to make it slower to charge.
Right, exactly.
And they're like, oh, what do you mean? Like, oh, there's a way that we're like lowering the power grid's needs.
Right, because all these people plugging in their phones at night is what's really causing the problem. I'd like to be the guy at that development.
You know that
meeting.
Really happens.
I got an idea. Let's charge our stuff slower.
And you know that really happens though, right?
You think, with everybody charging at night?
Did you ever see that thing in England? I think it was in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Is it the tea time? Mm-mm. And how the power grid almost fails. Like for like a year, it got real bad because everyone... does tea at the same time, and a lot of people don't use gas because they're converting to electricity with their kettles. And so people were plugging in at the same time to make tea. God. Oh, yeah, it's a real thing, man.
I'm going to have to look that up.
It's really cool. And
I think they're drinking entirely too much tea.
Well, holy they have tea cow. Time.
I'm aware. I'm aware. But
okay, good. I'm glad you're aware. But yeah, that is a real thing, but I don't know about phones. But
optimize my ass. Yeah. I have a story that I'm going to be a little delicate with here, but I wanted to bring it to air. I saw this a couple of months ago, and I've been thinking about whether or not to talk about it, but I think I can. I just want to preface this with, I'm not making fun of anyone. This is just merely an observation. Dick, I was at a local bar, and I saw something I have never seen before. And this was a man who had all of the apparent signs of Down syndrome. Jeez.
Okay.
Belly up, drinking at the bar.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, man.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong, but it kind of caught me off guard because I'd never seen a mentally challenged or Down syndrome person belly up to the bar drinking, and he was by himself.
See, that wouldn't bother me.
Wouldn't bother me.
You made an observation.
It was, yes, I've never seen it. Have you seen it before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've hung out with people with Down syndrome and have beers with them.
I guess the bars you go to, it makes perfect sense.
I'm friends with everybody, bro.
In fact, I'm the only one in there who's not Down syndrome.
Yeah. No, I'm friends with a couple. And
I know you are, buddy.
And it's just like...
You don't discriminate.
No, not at all. What would weird me out is, remember, I think a couple episodes ago, a long time ago, we were talking about that disabled guy who's like wheelchair bound and his like neck could barely move. And then like he's like a social media star because his wife is like really attractive.
Yeah, I forget their names, but yes.
That would weird me out.
Okay.
That would weird me
from
out.
From what perspective? Like
everything.
Like if you were watching?
I would immediately be locked in. I'm like, I'm going to get a stalking charge because I've got to solve this.
Well, but if you're the bartender, that's got to catch you off guard. If someone in his condition walks up and says, yo, man, I want a bombshell blonde.
No, I'd be
like,
all right, here.
It's kind of weird. I don't know if they teach those things in TABC class, whether or not. It's legal.
Let's be real.
Or
he wouldn't order that. He ordered like a Shirley Temple, you know.
Oh, he was drinking a bottled beer, man.
A bottled beer.
And like I said, I think eventually someone did come sit down with him. It was either like a brother, a caretaker, cousin. I don't know, father.
Look at you discriminating.
But at one point,
people.
He was by himself. And look, man, it's not like, hey, I think that guy has Down syndrome. It was very obvious, and he's just down in beers. But hey, more power to him.
Well,
man.
I think
more
one,
power.
One
to
thing
him.
That I for you and most people, the percentage of people who do have Down syndrome is very low. So like encountering them is very like so unique, especially like the friendships I've had. It's like it's one of those weird family things. Like, oh, this is my uncle's son.
You are right. It is.
And that's how I became friends with one, because I was been friends with this particular person since fifth grade.
Sure.
So it's just growing up, we always saw each other at family gatherings.
Sure, like you
stuff.
Said, it's rare to see, but it's even more rare to see them at a bar.
No, they're out and about, dog.
Well, speaking of being slow and drinking beer, Japan's slow beer glass forces you to drink slowly, and I know you have a video of this.
Yeah,
I want you to show to the onesies.
So when you sent this to me,
this is really wild, man.
I immediately thought of like if I owned a bar for April Fool's Day, I would get rid of all the glasses, and everyone had a drink out of this.
Yeah, apparently it says, you know, it's well known that the thickness and the shape of a glass of beer will affect the way a beer will flow out, or any liquid for that matter will flow out. Well, apparently this guy in Japan invented a bottle, or glass, sorry, that looks a lot like an hourglass to slow people down when they're out drinking so they don't end up like you on a Wednesday afternoon.
I like it. I would love to watch everyone just sit there and be like, good. Yeah, good. Dang it.
Yes, it says the reasons have a lot to do with health and safety because people can't drink nearly as fast. But I'm telling you, this would probably frustrate the hell out of most people at a bar. And after a little while, they're just going to slam that thing open. Just crack it open and drink at regular
speed. Hang out with.
But I think this would be a cool new RIP TikTok challenge to see who could finish one of those the fastest.
Well, TikTok's gone, dog.
That's why I RIP'd it, dude. I think because it looks
it
like
really
it's giving
gone,
you.
Though?
It's still alive in my
jailbreak
heart.
Jailbreak your phone.
It's still alive.
VPN that thing.
Right here, bro. It's still alive in my heart.
Yeah. Well, I think you can still access it if you're like somewhere else in the world.
Oh yeah, it's just in the United States. You got to cross the borders, man.
Do you think you get in trouble if you're on that?
Not if you're in another. You mean like here in the United States? I mean, it's a federal regulation, so my assumption is yes. I'm not sure how they're gonna. You know, monitor.
But
that.
How do I keep up with my weird families?
VPN, dog. Yeah, all your weird kinks and things in your algorithm.
this is going to be my next TikTok star. I got my.
But I'm looking at this
laser.
Video. I don't know if you still have the video of this guy drinking. He's just constantly like taking a sip. Seems like it'd make you awfully
like,
gassy.
Hey. But yeah. But just to let you know, we got to be wrapping up pretty soon.
What? We have to have a short episode?
No, we have to have a short episode.
No. No. I promised the onesies content every week.
I know. So we got to choose the next story wisely.
No, we're going to do two. All right. Okay. We won't talk about the Texas man charged with stalking Caitlin Clark.
That's me.
Yeah, because that was you and your...
I got to get your hair right for my Halloween outfit.
Look, hey, you got to hand it to stalkers, man. They do have a lot of dedication. I'll just say that. Second to last story here. An Italian soccer team, Lazio, fires the falconer for posting
that's a good story.
Penis photos after his enhancement surgery.
If people don't know, there's a soccer team in Italy with Lazio.
He's just a proud daddy.
And their mascot is a falcon, and they had a falconer. And then
falconer.
Like, he would release a falcon, blah, blah, blah. But when I read the story, there's two things that stuck out to me. People were really concerned for the falcon.
Okay.
Okay. And the second.
It's not his. It's not the falcon's genitals.
Well, the falconer owns the falcon. Well, so people think this guy's a pervert now for, you know, getting enhancement
well, his
surgery.
His name is Juan Benabe.
But what got me thinking about this was you go through this enhancement surgery, right?
Mm-hmm.
First thing I would be doing is calling all my exes.
Look what you're missing out on,
babe. Well, no, it's reconnecting. It's like, hey.
Oh, that's how you've reframed it.
You're like, hey, I've changed my life. I've upgraded.
You are such a gaslighter, man. Yeah. This is not inappropriate. We're just reconnecting.
We're just reconnecting. And then, like, you drop the bomb, like, check it out.
So to speak.
Check it out.
Since,
well, because like, why would you tell people that you did that?
Well, this is what's interesting.
Because I would
it.
Just say like, oh, it just grew. I, you know, what I'm talking about like, if you
grew
make,
it, uh-huh.
if, well, because if you post it to social media, it's like, hey, I was embarrassed before, but now after
I'm
surgery,
I'm certainly proud.
I'm certainly like that. To me, is weird. That weirds me out.
All right. Well,
is that
it says,
okay?
Yeah,
is it okay to be weirded
says,
out by that?
Juan Bernabe, the club falconer, posted post-op photos as well as videos of his genitals following his penis enhancement surgery to his private Instagram account. It's his private account, which prompted supporters of Lazio who followed him to screenshot the post and share it publicly. That
sorry,
hurt my eyes.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't trying
Were
to.
Were you putting
no,
a
I was trying.
Penis
I was trying
my...
to do it like this. And, God, that's a great gift. But no, it really is wild because he posted it. And then I don't know if he was trying to do an OnlyFans thing.
No,
or...
it got shared. It got shared. But, it was on, well, on his own private Instagram.
Well, like,
this is great. I got to show
You probably
everybody.
Don't know this, but like.
I don't.
So on Instagram and certain apps that have like Snapchats and things like that,
uh-huh.
you can set up certain contacts to receive certain messages.
No, these people get the dirty
pics. And you can see it through like. It's kind of like, you ever seen the status updates on like on Facebook? People like put up like a...
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So...
Now a male.
It's mm-hmm. that.
Now
but it will have like a special thing. Like, this is only for this
okay.
group.
Cool.
Which is cool because like why... You could tell, like as a public, you wouldn't be able to see it. But if you're in that group included, you could see it.
Interesting. No, I'm not
so
aware
So somebody
of that.
Clearly screenshotted it. And to me, I'd be pissed that I get in trouble for that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's like he posted it to his private group.
Then again,
nothing is private.
Has
on
there
the
ever
internet.
Been a good situation that we were posting private pictures like that ever?
I'll talk to you about it off the air. It says, we and the historic symbol of the eagle can no longer be associated with a person who with his behavior has made the continuation of any relationship impossible, Lazio said in a statement. Blah, blah, blah. I say post it up, dog. Be proud, loud and proud. I certainly hope we're still recording. Since it's a quick...
I'm on it.
Short episode.
It's not really that short.
Well, I know. We're running
out
of time.
We have a quick hit that
yes.
I love. You took yes. my advice, so let's do it.
All right. So time for the quick hit here at the end of the show. Dick, are you aware of who Gabriel Nagy is?
No.
Or Nagy. He is a married father of two children who disappeared on January 21st, 1987, when he never arrived home for lunch and his burnt-out car was found on the side of the road. More than 20 years later and 2 weeks before an inquest to declare him legally dead, a determined police officer did one final check of public records and tracked him down. Nagy, who had no memories of his earlier life, had survived through odd jobs on fishing boats and construction sites. Now, this is a really, really long story, but apparently this guy must have gotten into some kind of accident, and just like a flashbulb, boom,
yeah.
spontaneously
amnesia.
And instantly...
Is it amnesia?
Amnesia.
Is it
lost his memory.
Yeah, for a long time. And then he got found, and then...
And they had to tell him who he was, showing pictures and this and that, and he's like, oh my
but
God.
But this, you're talking about a span of how many years?
20.
Yeah.
But what I think is interesting is this guy was missing for 20 years, and 2 weeks before the deadline, some guy goes, I'll find him.
Well, I mean, some people are
found him in 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's some good trackers out there.
This is a pretty good excuse, though, if you just wanted to disappear from your wife or family.
Because we love talking about stories like that.
We sure do.
And it got me thinking. I was like, that's what that one particular dude who left, like, just abandoned his family, faked his death in Utah or whatever, and then moved in with his mistress in England. And then,
right.
And I would be like, right when he got caught, I don't remember.
But they said once they started showing him pictures of his wife and daughter, he said it was like a flashbulb where it just, poop, everything came back into his head.
And just see what I love about that? This is a good movie, too. This is a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's two ways you could go. It's like the whole family's suspicious of him for the rest of his life. It's like, he's just lying the whole time. Just lying the whole time. Or you could do the other way where, like, the opening of the movie.
I believe
you. The opening of the movie is this guy who has a loving family, kids, great job. He's like hitting near retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And then the light bulb goes off randomly. And he's like, I have a family. And imagine that conversation between the wife and the husband. Like, I got to tell you something, but I don't know how to tell you. I have a family. You have a secret family? I don't know.
It wasn't really that secret. Well, actually, I was pretty out there about it.
Yeah, I was like, I've had these weird flashbacks of this other family. That would be the one of the funniest movies because you're like, that wife would be so pissed, but you can't be pissed.
Right, exactly. Because if you're mad at him, you're the bad guy.
Yeah. And it's like,
kind of like the movie Castaway, right? Didn't she move on though and get remarried? And all he was doing was like having relations with the volleyball.
I don't know.
Did he draw a face
relations.
On?
They never. Yeah,
that was my version of the movie. Anyways.
Well, that's really weird to me. They didn't really touch on that kind of loneliness on the island.
Dude, he got a cavity and removed his own teeth. You know what else he was doing?
That's true. But yeah, no, that'd be a good movie. That'd be hilarious. I'm trying to explain to your wife, I have like five other kids. But yeah, all right. That's funny.
All right, sorry for the short episode. We had some technical issues, and we got through it, man. Any story that we didn't get to, guess what? It'll make for a good story next week, baby. Audience One Show, we'll see you guys next Friday. Bye.